Bedford James Designs. This is Jim. Can I help you?
Hey there, Jim. It's Tammy. How are you?
Tammy, what's happening?
Not too much. What's happening with you?
Not selling any freaking naturals, that's for sure.
Well, that's boring.
I know. It's like people are, you know, my associate just sold a purple pink up in freaking Ohio, like a natural for, I don't know what the price was, but that must have been a pretty penny.
Oh, yeah. No, the pinks, and they go pretty high.
Yeah, yeah, and this one was like deep, like a deep purple pink, just pretty amazing stone. But that's the only, I mean, guys that I'm hearing that are moving a lot of these things. Now, we get these guys on the line, and then they back off, and they move to lab-grown lately.
Yeah, is that what happened with the 3-carat total weight?
That's what happened with the 3-carat total weights.
Yeah. I kind of figured when I didn't hear back.
And I, you know, we put out there, too, so I had given them your price with a small profit on top, small margin, and they're looking up online. They're saying, well, I saw I could get labs for this. Now, I can beat typical online lab sales, but, you know, it's just so huge that, and these people have money.
Right.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But that is the story right now, so I do apologize. And it's funny because anything in the SI range just seems to be, I don't know, those groups of people. And I heard that the SIs got hammered the most.
Mm-hmm,
but
they did.
It really is strange.
Right.
But I do apologize. I'm still trying, though.
I know you are. I know you are. Is there anything, though, you know, what do you have that I can replace for you? Because I feel like, you know, there might be something I can help you that's been something you've used out of your cases.
You know what I did? This is kind of funny because we have a big, well, not as big as y'all's, but we've got an estate section, and we've checked in more natural stones in the past 2 months. We've got a pretty good account for them a pretty good amount of them in the case right now that range all the way from close to 3 carats all the way down to half carats.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's really buying this. The only one that I've sold lately of natural is a European cut.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind, too, if, you know, anything you buy from me, it's tradable. So, like, even if you spent, say, 10 grand, you know, and that 10 grand doesn't move in 2 months or, you know, between now and Valentine's Day, you send it back to me for something that does. Or, you know,
oh,
you buy
I know,
a new stone.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's never wasted inventory.
I've been buying gold off the street. It's funny because the diamonds that we took out of the last batch, there were a bunch of ovals and rounds and princess cuts that were actually in the quarter carat range.
Mm-hmm.
I made up a diamond by the yard lanyard necklace. We have nothing in the thing, but we can sell it for $6,000. But we'll see what happens. It's natural, so you never know.
You have any marquees laying around? Put them out.
Marquees, we do have one or two in there right now. Yeah,
I was going to say.
I just got an order for. This is just Melly, though.
Yeah.
But I've got a Melly, a marquee and round band that somebody just ordered. But that's the first natural ring that I'm going to be making.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many lab-grown jobs that I've done this month. It's insane.
Yeah, no, I believe it. I mean, but it's crazy. Like, I'm not even kidding. So my CEO, he just went to Israel for a wedding, and he was there, and he bought, like, over $3 million in diamonds, and he came back with one single marquee. That was all he could find. One.
Wow.
Yep. They literally don't have them anymore, so it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And we can't hold on to them either. We've got, like, a few in the inventory, but they're all out. They're all showing. We're selling them.
Well, I'm glad there's interest there and you've got activity because, you know, everything that I'm hearing is just – well, I'm seeing more and more stuff for sale on Facebook from jewelry stores too.
Yeah,
I
do too.
I know a group out there that's buying stores too. So, it's you know they're taking advantage of this market where the people are just tired of it.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. But wanted to just touch base with you, see if there was anything else I could help with or that you need. You know, definitely.
Well, thank
keep...
you so much for staying in touch, even though I've been a failure as far as performance.
You're not a failure. It's only just a matter of time.
Yeah, I think that's the case. And, you know, it's funny because even the margin on those, the 3-carat total weights, I was only marking them up $2,000.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a lot.
I wasn't going to make much.
Right.
But I'm still trying to move it, but they just, you know, it's still, what was it, 13? I can't remember what your price was. Was it 9 or 10?
It was about 10.
Yeah, so I put like 12,000 on these things. But the lab grown's are literally $1,500. So
right.
That is what they're in a sense. Same old story.
Well, I mean, let me know what I can do and how I can help. I'm definitely willing to be your best unpaid employee. So.
Which is what you've been so far.
1,000%. But I'll keep doing it. I'll keep doing it. I just know it'll come back to me in some way at some point.
I appreciate it, and I will. I'll reach out to you for sure. Thank
All
you
right.
so much, Tammy.
No problem, Jim. You have a good day.
You too. Bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.